We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Bishem Chaim Yaakov Bevedech of Silvio. We're in Bechor. It's Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. This Perek speaks about Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema is found in Maaseches Bechor. Of course, there are many laws where Maaser Behema is similar to Bechor. We may remember the Mishnah, the end of Ezu Mekoma in the fifth Perek of Zvachim. HaBechor VaHaMaaser VaHaPesach. One example is that the sprinkling of the blood is going to be the same. But nonetheless, a bechor is brought as a korban and eaten by a kohanim. And maser, we burn the emurim, the fats on the mizbeach, but the meat of that animal is eaten by the owner, the bialim, in the city of Yerushalayim, like a shlamim. So the Mishnah here says like this, maser behema, which is where the pasuk says, v'chol maser b'okav aton, kol asher ya'avor tachas ha-shavet, Ha'asiri HaKodesh LaHashem, that's found in Parshas Bichukosai, which is the obligation of an owner of a flock to separate one of every 10 of his kosher animals each and every year. And the Mishnah here says that the Maaser Behema is practiced both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. It's not related to the land of Israel per se. And Bifnei HaBayis, Bishelo Bifnei HaBayis. And it applies not only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, but even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, what does that mean? When the Beis HaMikdash, obviously you bring the Maaser Behema as a korban, as you would bring a Bechor. What does it mean when there's no Beis HaMikdash? It means that the Kedusha still remains, and you have to wait till the animal has a mum. That tenth animal normally would have to be brought by the owner to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban. Now we can't produce a carbon, so you can't eat it the way it is because it's kadosh. You have to wait till it has a mum, and then you can eat it wherever you like. The Gemara says the Chachamim completely nullified the halachos of Maaser Behema because of a concern of what we call takala. Takala means that you may run into an obstacle, and that is if we wait around till the animal has a mum, so we're afraid that the owner may violate the prohibition, which is similar to Bechor, and that is working the animal before it has a mum, or shearing the animal before it has a mum, which are both prohibited since the Maaser Behema is supposed to be kadosh. Or maybe you're going to shecht it before there's a mum. So how are they able to do that? The Chacham just say, okay, there's no Maaser Behema anymore, now you can eat the animal without a mum, it's not kadosh anymore. So this is one of the examples where the Chachamim have the right to uproot a positive commandment, B'shev al tase, where you're being passive. So the same idea, let's say we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that falls down on Shabbos. According to Torah law, we're supposed to blow the shofar. And the Chachamim said, we're afraid we're going to carry it, so therefore we say, no shofar. How do they have to do that? So the answer is, the Chachamim have the authority to uproot a positive commandment, B'shev al tase, where they tell you to be passive and not do anything. The same thing is true here. The same way when it comes to that, we tell you, don't blow the shofar. Sit passively and don't do the mitzvah. Don't care, potentially, we're concerned you're going to carry here too. Don't follow the positive commandment of the laws of Maaser Behema. They have the right to uproot that positive commandment as well because they're telling you to sit back and not do anything. To actually proactively violate this aseh, so that the Chachamim do not necessarily have the authority to do. So once again, Maaser Behema is noeg ba'aretz and chutz la'aretz, Bifnei habayis, v'shelo bifnei habayis, and even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so Rabbi Akiva's opinion, the Gemara speaks about, holds that you're not permitted to bring Maaser Behema from Chutz La'aretz and bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Which means that according to Rabbi Akiva, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the halach of Maaser Behema, although it applied in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha was that you would have to wait till it had a mum. The same way the halacha would be nowadays, before the Chachamim nullified this, that would be true according to Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz as well. Even when there's a Beis HaMikdash, he held that you can't bring Maaser Behema from Chutz La'aretz to the Beis HaMikdash. Others disagree and say, no, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, even though you may have a Maaser Behema, it doesn't mean you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to bring as a carbon. And then the Mishnah says, "Bechulin de maloma mukdashin." Maaser Behema applies to behemos schulin, non-kadosh animals, but it does not apply to mukdashin, kadosh animals. Even kashim kalim, like shlamim, which we, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, has the status of mamon bailim. It's not. It has the status of the owner itself. It belongs to him. He has ownership over it. Nonetheless, Maaser Behema will not apply to a carbon shlamim as an example, because the pasuk says regarding Maaser Behema, Yihyeh Kodesh, Yiyeh Kodesh means you're going to make it Kodesh. You are going to sanctify it by calling this number, painting it with the red stripe when it leaves the corral, and calling it number 10. And Yiyeh Kodesh, v'lo shekvar Kodesh, not something that has already been holy because it's a carbon. That's what the Gemara describes this in Bechoros on Daf Nun Gimel Mabez. Then the Mishnah says, v'noheg babakaru vatzon. This applies both to cattle and to sheep. Pasuk says, v'chol ma'asar bakar vatzon. That's the pasuk. Ve'enen mis'asrin mizeh al zeh. What it means is, although it applies to both bakar and tzon, you can't separate ma'asar behema from bakar on tzon or tzon on bakar. That means if, let's say, you have five cows and you have five sheep, you can't say, well, I'll put all of them into the corral and have them walk through, and then the 10th one, I'll put a red stripe on it, and that becomes Masa Behema. That's not true. You need 10 tzon or 10 bakar. Bikvasim uvo'izim umis'asim mizeh al zeh. We've had this in the past. It does apply when we speak about tzon to sheep and goats, and sheep and goats are considered the same species. And therefore, if you have five sheep and five goats, so then, in fact, you do put them in the corral together and you can count up to 10 because they are considered the same species. Then the Mishnah says, Bachadash uvayashan, applies to new animals and old animals. What does it mean, new animals? Animals that were born in this year, and yashan, that were animals that were born last year. We'll discuss this in Mishnayos Hei through Vav, that the when we count the year of Ma'aser Behema, we begin on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's when the year of Ma'aser Behema begins, Rosh Chodesh Elul. So we have, let's say it's we already passed Rosh Chodesh Elul, so we have animals from last year that were born in Av and born in Tammuz, and we have ones from the new year that were born in Elul and Tishrei. So it applies to both. The only difference is ve'enon mis'aser mizeh al zeh. You're not permitted to separate Ma'aser Behema from Chadash on Yashan or Yashan on Chadash. So you can't say, well, I have five sheep that were born in Av and five sheep that were born in Tishrei. Let's put them all together and I'll take Ma'aser from the whole group. That you can't do. Because the pasuk says, "Aser ta aser eish kol tivuas zarecha hayotzei hasadeh shana shana." That's in Devarim Yudal and Parshas Re'eh. So, what is we're not talking about aser the master. So, the answer is the drasha is aser ta aser. It's speaking about two masros, master behema and master dagon, and we make, which is grain. And we make a hekesh, a comparison between the maser on an animal and the maser on produce. And that is just like maser dagon, the halacha is that you can't be maaser, take maser from that, from the new on the old, or vice versa, because it says shana, shana, it says, eis kol tivuas zarecha hayotzei hasadeh, shana, shana, each year independently. So therefore, we compare that to Maser Behema as well, and say it's also Shana Shana, not old on the new one, new on the old. Shahiyah Badin, so the Mishnah here comes to explain, back to that discussion of the Kevasim and the Izim. The sheep and the goats, we said they're in the same family, and you can take Maser from one on the other. They can join together. Because the Mishnah says, I would have thought, based on a Kal Vachomer, that maybe you should not be able to take Maser from Kevasim on Izim and Izim on Kevasim. Why? Because the Mishnah explains what the Hava Amina would be, what we would have thought. Ma'im hechadosh v'hayashon she'en on kilayim zeh bazeh, ein mis astrin mizeh al zeh. Classic argument you'd have in the Gemara, where it says the following. Just like, if it's true when it comes to new and old, what do we say? We have sheep that were born last year. And those that are born this year. So we spoke about, I have five that were born last year, which is an Av. And now it's the new year, Elul is when we start the new count, and they born, let's say, in Tishrei. So what's the halacha? Or if you had or you had Izim, you had goats, same thing. Izim from last year, Izim from this year. What's the halacha? So so we know that you're not allowed to take maser from one on the other, but she'enam kilayim zebazeh, which means that we said that they're not considered kilayim one with the other. They're considered one species. And yet, what's the halacha? You can't take maser from one on the other. So once again, here you have, let's say you have the same exact species. Sheep and sheep, goats and goats. What's the halacha when you have old goats and new goats? So goats from last year and goats from this year. Sheep from last year, sheep from this year. What's the halacha? That's chadash and yashan. So what we said, you can't take maser from one shana on the other shana. So what are we arguing? if when it comes to Chadash and Yashan, where I have Einam Kilayim, they're not Kilayim one with the other, it's even not Kilayim, which means that it's sheep and sheep, and it's goats and goats, and we say, no, you're not allowed to do that. Can't, why not? Once from 1 year, once from another year. And yet, you're speaking about the same species. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says, well, I would have had a Kal v'chomer. Ha-kevasim v'ho-izim. Shem kilayim zebazeh. If I have sheep and goats, which are kilayim, which are different species, Eino din, shalo yis'asu mizel zeh. Is it not a Kal v'chomer that you shouldn't take master from one on the other? It's a little bit of a weak Kal v'chomer. Obviously, what we're pointing out. We said, shana shana, one is from 1 year, from another year. So that's why, even though it's sheep and sheep, it's a problem. That's why, even though it's goats and goats, it's a problem. Goats and sheep, we say that they are kilayim, meaning they are different species, and yet we say you're allowed to take master from goats on sheep and sheep on goats as long as they are in the same year. So, but the Kal v'chomer seems to point to the fact that I shouldn't be able to do so. If it's the same species, I can't take maser one on the other, i.e. from 1 year to the other, then different species, I shouldn't be able to take a maser one on the other. So that's what the Mishnah's argument, that's the Kal v'chomer that the Mishnah brings forth. Tam lomar. So therefore, we need the pasuk vitzon. It says, v'chol ma'asar bakar vatzon. Mashma kol tzon echad. The word tzon, I need here to tell me, there's something unique about tzon. Tzon is both kvasim and izim. They're considered one min regarding master behema, and therefore you could take master one on the other. So that's why I need a pasuk. I have the word tzon to tell me that, in fact, you can take master from kvasim on izim, izim on kvasim. But yet, ironically, if you have even sheep and sheep and goats, you can't separate master one on the other if they are from different years. Perek test, Mishnah base. Master behema mitztaref kimelo regel behema roas. It's an interesting statement. It just says master behema mitztaref combines, joins together. Kimelo regel behemoroa, within the area of regel behemoroa, of where the regel, the amount of space you can walk, behemoroa, of a grazing animal. What does this mean? So the Brat Tunu says like this, Kimoshi cholos lishtamer baroecha. I have one shepherd, and I want to know, I have animals, and the animals graze, and they scatter around, they stray one place to the other, and you can't always see them. So I want to know what's considered a group of animals to know that there's a chiyuv of masa behema. If I only have, if I have eight animals sitting in front of me, but there are two other animals that are grazing around some distance, so would I say that's one group, and therefore there's a chiyuv of masa behema because we have 10, or do we not have 10? So the Mishnah says that it's melo regel behema roe, and the Brat Tunu continues. Ksha behemos ro'os misrachakos mizu, when they graze and they distance themselves, v'hainu sheish esrei mil. We assume that 16 mil is approximately a kilometer, it's a halachic mile, 2,000 amos for each mil, so 16 times 2,000 amos, debahachi sholto ena deroa, says the Brat Tunu, because that's where the eye of the shepherd is able to see that distance. And yesh lo chamesh behemos kvar zeh, if he has five animals in this town, in this village, and five in another village, that's far away, but it's 16 mil, it's still within 16 mil, he can bring them to one corral and take maser, have them go through the gate, and put paint on the 10th one. Vimrechokos yoser, but if they're further than that, than 16 mil, pturos. Now, when we speak about 16 mil, we estimate it to be 8 mil in each direction. So this is, the shepherd is able to watch his flock grazing over a certain area. So we assume that if they are scattered, they're still considered a one group regarding Master Behema. If there's 16 mil, it's 8 mil to each side of where the shepherd is. So, therefore, if he has five sheep in one town, five in another, but that's, it's 16 mil away, so then he brings the two groups together. And where's this learned from? So the Brat Tunu says, it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Gimel. What does the pasuk say? It says, Od ta'avorna hatzon al yidei mone amar Hashem. Says, yet again, the flock will pass under the hand of the one who counts them. That's what Hashem says. The Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet says, this is coming to teach us that animals which are close enough to be counted by one shepherd. That's what it means. We say it's all in, we assume it's in singular. So it's saying that if it's counted by one shepherd, that's considered one flock. The connection between the pasuk there that says ta'avorna, al yidei moneh, a one count, one person who counts, and we have our pasuk asher ya'avor tachas ha'shavet, ta'avorna and ya'avor, we assume that pasuk hints to, it's not a pasuk from the Torah, but it's telling us that, oh, the tzon is ta'avorna, but al yidei moneh, we assume that it's a certain distance. And the Mishnah therefore tells us, V'chamahi regel behema roah, how much is that? Shisha sar mil, as we explained in the Martinur already. Hayah bein elu la'elu shlosh m'shtayim mil. Ain't a mitzdarfen if there's 32 mil. So they're not going to be mitzdarf. Now that should be obvious to us, because we just said, well, it can't be, if it's obviously, if it's 32 mil between, they're not going to be mitzdarf. But that's just an introduction to the next statement. Hayah la ba'emsa. So let's say you have, in between the 16 mil, you have 32 mil, 16 and 16, between one town and the other, and he is, and you have one animal in the middle. Maybe, so what does that mean? You have nine animals in one town, nine in another town, but, and they're 32 mil, but right in the middle, which connects the 16 mil and the 16 mil, is one animal. Maybe uma'asran ba'emsa. So what he can do is, he can take 10 animals, and he takes master, because these are joined together. Very similar to, you have this concept by Eruv, where you have what we call Ibur Shalir. We don't start counting the 2,000 amos until you don't have another house between 70 and 2/3 amos from the last house in the city. So we keep counting. The city's not over yet. City doesn't end just yet. Similar idea, the animal here in the middle joins the two, and then he's able to join, of course, 10 of the animals and separate Master Behemoth, and the other nine have to wait till other animals come, and he'll separate Master as well. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hayardain Mafsik Lamaster Behema. Says Rabbi Meir, you know, the Jordan River separates regarding Maaser Behema. What does that mean? If you have five animals one side of the Jordan River and five on the other, so he says the river separates them regarding Maaser, even though the area between them is less than 16 mil. We assume that the Tiferes Yisrael says that the widest area of the Yarden is 50 amos. So that's 50 amos is not 2,000 amos times 16. So nonetheless, he claims that they're going to be separate. What does he get that from? The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir says, based on Daf Nun Beis, Nun Hey, it's from the Pasuk in Yehoshua. It says, V'hayardain yigbol oso lif'as kema. The Jordan River borders it on the eastern side. So that means the Yarden is considered a separate border. This is speaking about the area of Binyamin. And we have other psukim as well that speak like this. We're coming to other shvatim as well. But according to Rabbi Meir, only the Yarden is considered a border based on the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek, Lamed Dalid, Tihiyeh Zos Tihiyeh Lachem Ha'aretz Ligivuloseha Saviv, which means after we counted all of the shvatim, the Torah says it's all considered one sec. Eretz Yisrael is considered one unit. The Yarden, though, which is not part of land, it's not Haaretz, so therefore that remains a border all the time. But the Baruch Tuner concludes, Vein Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir, and therefore, since the Yarden, the Jordan River, is certainly less than 16 mil, therefore, we would be able to have Master Behema separate if you have five on one side of the river and five on the other.